This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military said Tuesday its forces rescued an Israeli hostage in southern Gaza after a complex operation. Military spokesman Daniel Haggerty said 52-year-old Kaid Farhan al-Kaidi, a Muslim Israeli citizen from Rahat, was rescued from an underground tunnel following accurate intelligence. He would not give extensive details of the operation. Al-Kaidi was working as a guard at a warehouse on Kibbutz Magen in southern Israel when he was abducted by militants October 7th. The Israeli Defense Forces said Al-Kaidi was in stable medical condition and was transferred to Soroka Medical Center to be checked over. Medical Center CEO Shalomi Kaddish spoke to reporters about how the patient was doing.
He underwent initial evaluation in our emergency department. He appears to be in general good condition, but will require another day or two of medical tests to make sure he is still okay. We are ecstatic with his family. Watching him unite with his children, his brothers, was a heartwarming moment for all of us.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday that his military has already deployed Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets to great effect, downing drones and missiles that Russia's fired in recent attacks. Zelensky announced earlier this month that Ukraine had received the first batch of the fighter jets promised by Western countries, and speaking at a news conference in Kyiv Tuesday, said they are working well and he'd like more.
Nobody talked about it, but we destroyed already in this huge attack of Russians. We destroyed already some missiles and drones using F-16. I will not share how many, but we did it thanks to partners that they gave us F-16s provided to us. But again, it's not enough.
Zelensky also said Tuesday the war with Russia would eventually end in dialogue, but that Kyiv had to be in a strong position, that he would present a plan to U.S. President Joe Biden and his two potential successors. This is VOA News. A Taliban